Hi. In a separate segment, Carol Roberts, head of Young People Services at Troy Public Library, recommended a number of books for kids ages 2 and up. But now you can do something other than read with your kids. She's going to tell us about events for youth of different ages. So, Carol, welcome back to Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Looks like you have a bunch of things on your April-May calendar, so start us off.
Well, every Monday night we have family game night, and that's from 5:30 to 7:30 in our young people's rooms, and people can play board games using ours, or they can even bring their own if they prefer. Also, upcoming, we're going to have a preschool music hour on Monday, May 6th at 3 p.m. at the main library with Lisa Russo, and it'll be a fun musical time. And this is for kids up to age 5 with a parent or caregiver.
And when you do concerts for young kids like that, it's always participatory, right?
Yes, she'll be bringing some fun instruments for the kids to use, and so hopefully it'll be fun for them.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. And next?
We have a teen game night, which is the first Tuesday of the month from 6 to 7 p.m. Our next one is going to be May 7th, and we play video games or board games, and there's snacks and other teens to hang out with, and this is for kids 13 to 18.
Do you get many kids coming to that? I'm sorry, do you get many teens coming to that?
We do. We usually have a good group, anywhere from, I would say, 5 to 8 teens that come.
Oh, that's terrific. And next?
Silly Science Night, my favorite. It's the second Wednesday of the month from 6 to 7. And this is also at Maine. And kids can learn the science behind what makes each activity work, and they get to bring home a fun DIY craft. And this is for kids ages 4 to 12. The next one will be May 8th.
And what will the craft be?
I don't know.
Oh, but it'll be silly.
No doubt. This is run by Sarah Bailey, who is one of our young people's librarians.
That's wonderful. Okay, and next.
Crafty Kids Night, which is the third Tuesday of the month from 6 to 7 p.m., kids can create fun crafts based around a unique monthly theme. This is for ages 4 to 10, and I do want to mention that children under 8 must have a caregiver present at all times. And the next one is Tuesday, May 21st.
Sounds terrific. Anything else?
Teen Anime Club, fourth Wednesday of the month, 6 to 7 p.m. The next one is May 22nd, and kids, teens can come to Maine to watch a couple episodes of anime and sample Japanese candy. And again, this is for ages 13 through 18.
And it looks like you've got a few more.
Storytime Learn and Play, Thursday mornings from 10:30 to 11:15. We try to provide enrichment for children through stories, songs, movement, and play. And this is for ages 0 to 5 with a caregiver. And parents don't need to register. They can just come.
All right. And then?
We have Greta the Reading Dog. She's at Maine every Saturday from 11 until noon. And children can read to her or just visit. And all are welcome.
So say a little bit about the reading dog and how that works and why that works.
Well, she's a registered therapy dog, and she's great with kids. She loves children and loves being read to. And this offers an opportunity for children to practice reading aloud before someone who's very non-judgmental, and it helps build their confidence.
Oh, that sounds great. Okay. And it looks like the last one.
We have take and make kits, which are take home crafts for children and also for teens. And these are new every month, and you can pick them up either in the teen area or in the young people's room.
So if you like music, science, crafts, or dogs, games, this is the place to come. It's the Troy Public Library main branch at 100 2nd Street in Troy. I will advise you that the front looks like a giant plywood box, but the library is open while renovations are going on outside. And as Carol said, there are activities from tots to teens. Anything else you'd like to add, Carol?
I just want to emphasize you don't need a library card to enjoy our programs or any of the resources that we offer.
And are there any activities that you especially should register for in advance?
Not this month.
Okay, so if you want more details, the calendar is available online at thetroylibrary.org. That was Carol Roberts, Head of Young People Services, talking with me, Bria Barthel, for Hudson Mohawk Magazine. Carol, always a delight to talk with you.
Thanks so much for having me, Bria.